You're listening to a Mining Journal podcast, your source for interviews, question and answer sessions, and much more.
Hello, this is Christopher Deem, and this is Public Record. There are two bills in the Michigan legislature spurring debate across Michigan about carrying weapons on college campuses. House Bill 4348 allows concealed weapons on campuses in Michigan, and Senate Bill 747 would remove the authority of the college to regulate guns on campus. Today, I'm joined by Jason Morgan, President of Associated Students of Northern Michigan University, and Frederick Gigai, President of the NMU Sportsman Gun Club. Jason, I'll start with you. The members of ASNMU have already voted unanimously on a resolution opposing these bills. Why?
The members of ASNMU voted to oppose these bills, primarily citing dangers to students with increased use of guns on campus, or the increased presence of guns on campus they cited would possibly lead to more dangerous situations on campus and increased risk of gun incidents. And they voted on this a couple weeks ago after talking to what they thought was quite a range of students. So they thought it was a pretty good majority of students. And actually, in this last week, we've had a lot of outcry from that decision, which I can talk about a little bit more later.
Now, Frederick, why do you support these bills?
I support it in the fact that on campus really doesn't differ from any other place in the public. I mean, you still got, you know, mass amount of people, and for the age limit or requirement from, or that requires to get a CCW permit, is 21. And, you know, you cut a lot of the freshmen out, so, you know, you don't have, I guess, that rebel youth, you know, in the possession of firearms. So you got a little more leeway with the responsible adults, as they say, to be carrying. And like I said, mainly I feel it doesn't differ from any other place in the general public where you're allowed to carry.
Now, Jason, how is the ban of concealed weapons currently enforced on the NMU campus? How can you be sure that students aren't already carrying concealed weapons?
Currently, if any student is caught with a concealed weapon on campus, I think the first line of action is expulsion for a year. It's a pretty strict policy, and that's kind of the only way that they have of attempting to keep guns off campus. But, you know, sometimes if somebody has it in their car, there's a good chance you wouldn't know about it unless, you know, they said something or public safety just happened to find it.
But there are no metal detectors on the doors. There's no way of positively knowing that students aren't already carrying weapons into classrooms?
No.
Okay. Now, you talked about some backlash over your vote. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, actually, ASMU voted pretty unanimously to oppose guns on campus after talking to a lot of public safety officials, the university, and quite a range of students. But in my opinion, I think we missed a pretty big chunk of students who were actually in favor of guns on campus. I think there was kind of a failure in communication on both parts of not hearing all of students' input. But in the end, I think overall, I think students are opposed to guns on campus still.
Okay. Now, Frederick, why would students have a need to carry a concealed weapon on NMU's campus?
Well, it's just as the need, or, you know, the need to carry anywhere else. You know, you're in a situation and you never know, you know, what comes about. You know, just like in, you go about your daily life, you know, nobody expects to be raped or, you know, being robbed. So you never know. It's just like if you buy a large SUV, you don't necessarily need it, but, you know, it's safer, and you never know.
You could make the argument that a campus like NMU is fairly safe. You know, I don't think there's been any reported, rapes in recent history.
Maybe not pertaining to NMU, but, you know, like I said, you know, you never know, and, I mean, you know, if you don't know who has a gun, you know, the next person, you know, you decide to rob or whatever, hey, this person may have a gun. You know, it could deter. You know, you can always go back and forth on the argument, but like I said, you never know.
Jason, you'd like to respond to that?
Yeah. I think that's a valid argument. A lot of what we've heard, I've seen over 150 emails from students in the past 2 weeks, and a lot of the arguments in favor of guns on campus are pretty good. You know, they say it's the same as being in the city. It's respectable individuals with CPL carry licenses, you know, so you make sure that you have competent individuals with handguns on campus. So there's the argument for protection if something does happen on campus. But I think in the end, you know, obviously the Second Amendment gives you the right to carry a gun, but they also put in there reasonable restrictions for schools, high schools, elementary schools, colleges. They lump them all into the same category. It's kind of a tumultuous time for students. And, you know, just because somebody who isn't a freshman or somebody younger doesn't have the gun themselves, if the gun is around, there's a greater possibility of them getting a hold of a gun, I think.
Why do you think those restrictions have been placed on those particular areas?
Well, I think people just don't want kind of guns around children. You don't really, I don't think a lot of people would want a gun in elementary or high school or areas like that. And I think they lump colleges into that same category because it's not always an easy time. It's a stressful time for people. There's a lot going on, and there's just a lot of opportunity for increased risk of violence if there are more guns on campus.
Okay. Now, Frederick, what goes into acquiring a concealed weapon permit? How often are you required to renew your permit, and is there any retraining involved with that renewal process?
Yes. Well, you go to the courthouse and, you know, in your county, and you get the paperwork, and you schedule to take a CPL class with a certified instructor. Usually it can be over a weekend. Sometimes you can get done in a day with, you know, about 8 hours. There's a pretty extensive classroom time where you learn about the laws, where you can and can't carry. Kind of they'll give you scenarios such as if you're involved in an event where you had to use your firearm, you know, identify yourself to the police, you know, you're not waving your gun around. So they do some helpful hints in how to the proper etiquette to carry it and what to do in situations. And then you go to the range, and I know when we took it, we fired like 50 to 70 rounds and different shooting stances, kind of drawing your firearm in an emergency, and a lot of what I found out is they do a lot of interesting aiming techniques, because most situations happen pretty quick, so you don't really have time to get your gun out and do a proper aim. So I think it's pretty informative, and it's good. It's a good practice to keep up. And I know with our gun club, we do a lot of self-defense shooting with Michigan Tech that involves self-defense situations. So there's a lot of stuff out there to keep your skill level up and, you know, ensure you're carrying properly.
And you have to renew your license every 5 years?
Correct.
And do you have to go through that training again every 5 years?
I think what they call it is a familiarization course. So it's pretty much just like taking the course over in a nutshell.
Jason, how many crimes or deaths have resulted from someone carrying a concealed weapon?
You know, I searched online and I couldn't find how many deaths resulted from people carrying concealed weapons, but I also searched and I couldn't find how many deaths were related to people not carrying concealed weapons. You know, I don't think having guns on campus necessarily increases or decreases the risk of people dying from the concealed weapons. So, you know, we haven't really found that more people die without guns in recent history.
Well, you've been listening to Public Record. I'm Chris Redeem, and I've been talking to NMU students Jason Morgan and Frederick Gigai.